This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli Defense Ministry says it's been flying nonstop over Iran for more than 50 hours since the military operation began. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Bat Yam, Israel.
Israel claims it has killed at least 9 Iranian nuclear scientists since its surprise operation earlier this week. Iran saying at least 78 people have been killed. The death toll climbing on both sides with no immediate signs of peace.
At least 13 people were killed overnight in Israel. President Trump warned Iran against retaliating against the U.S. There were protests against the Trump administration's policies in cities across the country on Saturday. While in Minnesota, the manhunt continues for the man suspected of killing State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband in what Governor Tim Walz called a politically motivated attack. Another state senator and his wife were injured in their home. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman. Southwest Wisconsin is seeing a surge in clean energy, emerging as a hotbed for large-scale renewable projects. Proponents say they're economically benefiting the community. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
About 10% of Wisconsin's electricity is from renewable sources. The industry employs about 6,500 people and invests $15.5 million a year in property, state, and local taxes, and more than $15 million annually in land lease payments. Caden Crapp with the Wisconsin Land and Liberty Coalition says along with the economic benefits, clean energy has the potential to provide the state with autonomy.
One of the biggest benefits that including these renewable energies into the state grid can bring is that we can start becoming a net exporter by being able to create our own Wisconsin-grown energy and be able to distribute it to other states as well.
A number of proposed projects are slated for the area, including the Whitetail Energy Center, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center, and the Uplands Wind Project. Each is projected to generate millions of dollars annually and collectively produce hundreds of megawatts of energy to power homes and businesses across the state. Amy Seaboth-Wilson with Southwest Wisconsin Technical College says the school is leading the pack in innovation. She says it offers degrees to prepare students for the rising industry. The renewable energy influx has faced some controversy, with critics saying they replace some of the state's agricultural uses. Opponents say less than 2% of Wisconsin's 14 million acres of agricultural land would be needed to reach the state's clean energy goals. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman.
The Brewers closed their homestand. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their longest homestand of the season when they complete their four-game series against the Cardinals today. Milwaukee losing 8-5 last night. It was a rough day for Brewers lefty Jose Quintana, who gave up 7 runs before being sent to the showers early in the fifth. Now, Quintana had missed some time earlier with a sore left shoulder, manager Pat Murphy.
Quintana's a veteran. I don't know how many years he's been pitching in big leagues. 12?
14.
14 years in the big leagues pitching. He's a pro. I trust him. You know, didn't have his best stuff today. He isn't on it last couple outings. He'd be the first to tell you he didn't have his great stuff today and didn't have his location.
Murph, since Quintana came back, have you seen a little less sharpness?
Yeah, for sure. Hasn't been as sharp, hasn't located the ball the way he needs to, for sure.
The Brewers will have tomorrow off, then face the Cubs Tuesday night in Chicago. Cubs beat the Pirates yesterday 2-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Isolated showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight in the upper 50s. High tomorrow in the upper 70s. Monday looks partly sunny and warmer. Muggy as well, with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the Big Brutal Bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by Matt Rothschild. We go deep on book banning in Florida. Did you read Judy Blume? Did you like it? Well, Florida kids won't be able to read it anymore. We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
The music of the stars. Good morning, everybody, the Civic Media Radio Network. For Father's Day, I'm your host, Lou Regani, and we're on the air till high noon, Central Time. All over the world at civicmedia.us. Tell you about my favorite Father's Day movie. You'll be surprised. It's a movie hardly anybody's seen. But I'll give you the movie later. Tell you about it. And tell you how you can watch it free. Well, we're on the air till high noon Central Time. On this day to honor our dads, not just natural fathers, but stepfathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, foster fathers, adoptive fathers. Shall I go on? Okay, I will. Even sugar daddies, yeah, there's a song for them too. For every dream that's ever taken flight, there's a father who believed in us. One dad is worth more than 100 schoolmasters. No, I didn't make that up. That's George Herbert. Music of the Stars. Happy Dad's Day, everybody. The Civic Media Radio Network. Francis Albert Sinatra.
My thoughts may stray, my eyes may roam, the neighbor's grass may seem much greener than the grass right here at home, If pretty girls excite me, well, that's life. But just in case you didn't know, I love my wife. My mind at times may dwell on sex. If someone's rating dreams, then most of mine, I guess, are double X. So dimple knees delight me, well, that's life. But just in case you hadn't heard, I love my wife. Like bait that wriggles, catfish bite. A lady jiggles, and my eyes got a light upon so sweet a sight. And if I shake, break out in spots, fret, it's not swine fever, dear. Your swine has merely got the hots. If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you couldn't guess, I love my wife. My mind at times dwell on sex. If someone's rating dreams, then most of mine, I guess, are double X. If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you couldn't guess, or hadn't heard, or didn't know, I love my wife. I love my wife. I love my wife. I love my wife.
Music of the Stars. What a great tune to open with, no? Here's Stephen Eady. That was Nelson Riddle with Frank. Cy Coleman wrote that.
I can't remember when you weren't there, when I didn't care for anyone but you. I swear we've been through everything there is. I can't imagine anything we've missed. I can't imagine anything the two of us can't do. Through the years, you never let me down. You turned my life around. The sweetest days I found with you. Through the years, I've never been afraid. I love the life we've made. I'm so glad I stayed right here with you through the years.
I can't remember what I used to do, who I trusted, who I listened to before. I swear you taught me everything I know. I can't imagine needing someone so. Through the years it seems to me I need you more and more. Through the years, through all the good and bad, I know how much we. So glad to be with you through the years.
I'll stay with you through the years. Through the years, whenever things went wrong, together we were strong. I knew that I belonged right here with you through the years. I never had a doubt.
What Our Fathers Made Of by Paul Harvey. A father is a thing that is forced to endure childbirth without an anesthetic. A father is a thing that growls when it feels good and laughs very loud when it's scared half to death. A father is sometimes accused of giving too much time to his business when the little ones are growing up. And that's partly fear, too. Fathers are much more easily frightened than mothers. A father never feels entirely worthy of the worship in a child's eyes. He's never quite the hero his daughter thinks, never quite the man his son believes him to be, and this worries him sometimes. So he works too hard to try to smooth the rough places in the road for those of his own who will follow him. A father is a thing that gets very angry when the first school grades are not so good as he thinks they should be. And so he scolds his son or his daughter, though he knows it's the teacher's fault. A father is a thing that goes away to war sometimes. He learns to swear and shoot and spit through his teeth, and he would run the other way except that this war is part of his only important job in life, which is making the world better for his child than it has been for him. Fathers grow old faster than people because they, in other wars, have to stand at the train station and wave goodbye to the uniform that climbs aboard. While mothers can cry where it shows, fathers have to stand there and beam outside and die inside. Fathers have very stout hearts, so they have to be broken sometimes, or no one would know what's inside. Fathers are what give daughters away to other men who are not nearly good enough so that they can have grandchildren that are smarter than anybody's. Fathers fight dragons almost daily. They hurry away from the breakfast table off to the arena, which is sometimes called an office or a workshop. There, with calloused, practiced hands, they tackle the dragon with three heads: weariness, work, and monotony. They never quite win the fight, but they never give up. Knights in shining armor, fathers in shiny trousers, there's little difference. As they march away to each work day, fathers make bets with insurance companies who will live the longest. Though they know the odds, they keep right on betting. Even as the odds get higher and higher, they keep right on betting more and more. One day they lose. But fathers enjoy an earthly immortality, and the bet is paid off to the part of him he leaves behind. Now, I don't know where fathers go when they die, but I have an idea that after a good rest, wherever it is, he won't be happy unless there's work to do. He won't just sit on a cloud and wait for the girl he's loved and the children she bore. No. He'll be busy there too, repairing the stairs, oiling the gates, improving the streets, smoothing the way.
Nick Perito wrote that, and Irwin Drake, the orchestra, the music of the stars.
And my father was also in heaven. May the light of this flickering candle illuminate the night the way your spirit illuminates my Papa?
Can you hear me? Papa, can you see me? Papa, can you find me in the night? Papa, are you near me? Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you help me not be frightened? Looking at the skies, I seem to see a million eyes. Which ones are yours? Where are you now that yesterday has waved goodbye and closed its doors? The night is so much darker, the wind is so much colder, the world I see is so much bigger now that I'm alone. Papa, please forgive me, try to understand me. Papa, don't you know?
Barbra Streisand from the 80s, and that was written by the Bergmans. Nobody better. Alan and Marilyn Bergman for Yentl. Here's a tune from Germany. Before the War was a big hit in America in the mid-50s. This is Connie Francis. The Music of the Stars.
So
is the original Eddie Calvert, his most famous recording. The Music of the Stars, great tune, and I'll bet that's the only one that some people could think of to play for Dad's Day. Got a lot of stuff. We'll be on the air till noon.
That's all the contestants we had lined up for this evening. Unless, of course, there's some other talented amateur out there in the audience who would like to come up here on the stage and show us what he or she can do. How about it, folks? Anyone else?
Yes, sir. There's someone, Alf Gomer.
Well, good. We've got another contestant and a Marine. What do you do, son?
Oh, no, sir.
He sings. Yes, sir, that's what he does. He sings.
Huh?
He's got a beautiful voice. Wait till you hear.
Well, a singing Marine, wonderful. Let's get him up here, folks. Come on, gang.
Come on. You sing.
Be careful you don't slip. There's still some egg white over here.
Sir, there's something I'd like to explain.
What's your name, Private?
Gomer Pye, but you see, I'm not the one
that
was...
I know what you're going to say. You're not prepared. But your buddy out there said you've got a fine singing voice. Now, don't worry about the band. They'll follow you. Now, what's it going to be, Gomer?
Well, no, there must be some mistake.
Now, wait a minute. That's like a Marine. You're not going to back down now, are you? Maybe he needs a little encouragement, ladies and gentlemen, huh? Now, what's it going to be?
Well, there is one song that I like a whole lot.
Yes?
It's...
Of course they know it.
Oh, my papa, to me he was so wonderful. Oh, my papa, to me he was so good. No one could be.
Hey, Frank,
so
tell me what you got in the register.
And so lovable, oh, my papa, he always understood. Gone are the days when he would take me on his knee. Smile, he changed my tears to laughter. Oh, my papa, so funny, so adorable, always the clown, so funny in his way.
Stand right over there. Now, if we get all our contestants up here, this will be it, folks. This is the time, the moment of truth. Now, we're going to judge us strictly by applause. This is Sam Griffith, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Sam. Miss Candy Rosenzweig.
Thank you.
Stanley Chudikoff. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you very, very much, folks. Thank you very, very much. And better luck next time. Thank you.
Here's the one we remember. Eddie Fisher, 1954.
Oh, my papa, to me he was so so funny in his ways. Oh, my papa, to me he was so wonderful. Deep in my heart, I miss him so.
Jackie Gleason.
Listen, son. I'm saying this to you as you lie asleep. One little hand crumpled under your cheek. Blonde curls on your forehead. I've just stolen into your room alone. A few minutes ago, as I sat reading my paper in the den, a hot, stifling wave of remorse swept over me. I couldn't resist it, and guiltily I came to your bedside. These are the things I was thinking, son. I had been cross. I scolded you as you were dressing for school because you gave your face just a dab with a towel. I took you to task for not cleaning your shoes. I called out angrily when I found that you had thrown some of your things on the floor. And at breakfast, too, I found fault. You spilled things. You put your elbows on the table. You spread butter too thick on your bread. As you started off to play and I made for my car, you turned and waved your little hand and called, "Goodbye, Daddy." And I frowned and said in reply, "Straighten your shoulders." And then it began all over again in the late afternoon. As I came up the hill, I spied you down on your knees playing marbles. There were holes in your stockings. And I humiliated you before your boyfriends by making you march ahead of me back to the house. Stockings are expensive, and if you had to buy them, you'd be more careful. Imagine that, son. From a father. Such stupid logic. And do you remember later when I was sitting in the den? How you came in softly and timidly with sort of a hurt look in your eyes? And I glanced up over my paper, impatient at the interruption. You hesitated at the door. "What is it you want?" I snapped. You said nothing but ran across in one plunge and threw your arms around my neck and kissed me. Again and again. And your small arms tightened with an affection that God had set blooming in your heart and which even neglect could not wither. And then you were gone, pattering up the stairs. Well, son, it was shortly afterward that my paper slipped from my hands. And a terrible, sickening fear came over me. Suddenly I saw my horrible selfishness, and I felt sick at heart. What was habit doing to me? The habit of complaining, of finding fault, of reprimanding. All of these were my reward to you for being only a small boy. It wasn't that I didn't love you. It was that I expected too much of youth. I was measuring you by the yardstick of my own age. And son, I'm sorry. I promise never to let my impatience, my nervousness, my worries ever again muddle or conceal my love for you.
Jackie Gleason. He couldn't sing, but could he write music? No, that's not true. He couldn't write. He composed. He had a stenographer write. Jackie Gleason. I don't have any problem with him calling himself the great one. Here's Phil Silvers. On the Music of the Stars.
All of my life, I've been dreaming the wrong dream, hoping the wrong hope, singing the wrong songs. All of my life, all of my life, I've been picking the wrong horse, saying the wrong thing, making the wrong bets. All of my life, I thought there was nothing alive. Just wait for that lucky hunch. Just throw that lucky punch. Wham! You took me the champ. Yesterday you batted zero. Hit a homer, you're a hero. I thought there was nothing alive. Just wait for that lucky hunch. There must be something more to it. Somewhere along the line I blew it. All of my life I've been meeting the wrong crowd, wearing the wrong tie, dancing the wrong steps. All of my life, all of my life, I've been off on the wrong beam, backing the wrong team, dreaming the wrong dream. All of my life, all of my life, all of my no good life. All right, folks, step right up and meet a loser. Come on. It's novelty night. Anybody can meet a winner. Show a little guts. Shake hands with a loser. Meet the champ of the losers. Come on, I don't mind. I must like losing. I've been doing it so long. On the day I was born, I went into training. I was grooming myself for oblivion. And I made it. Funny? Funny? Wanna hear a good one? I even lost my wife. Okay, where are you? Are the kids home from school yet? What kids? I've got no time for kids. I'm too busy trying to get a table. Funny? Funny? I could keep you screaming like this for hours. Hold it, hold it. Wait a minute. This check is mine. Hold it. This is UB Cram. I reach. Eddie, lend me 20. I'll give it back to you in no time. Eddie, come on. Eddie! What? Take a job? What job? This job? Right here? Are you nuts? I don't want this job. I want that job. Way up there. The one I can't reach. The shortcut. Look out. Step aside. They can't see me. Here I am, folks. The loser. No magic. No hocus pocus. Nothing up my sleeve. Nothing. But absolutely nothing. I thought the American dream was wait for that one big break. Just give the dice a shake. Wow! You two can be on top. Be an overnight sensation. Beat the press and face the nation. I thought the American dream was wait for that one big break. There must be something more to it. Somewhere along the line, I blew it. all of my life. I've been learning the wrong tricks, pulling the wrong strings, making the wrong moves all of my life. All of my life. I've been off on the wrong beam, backing the wrong team, dreaming the wrong dream. All of my life. All of my life. All of my whole damn life.
Phil Silvers, as you've never heard him before. Dean Martin next.
What's yesterday? If we can never say, remember when? Life with no past, a show with no cast. Can you picture them? Once a day, when the chill just won't go away, you have something to warm you in a warmest way. Time will allow one moment of it now, then is yesterday. To make time stand still, don't throw this away. Move your eyes in a way that it tickles me. You're no longer afraid, you believe in me.
To be contended with. The confrontation of those problems are vital to today's existence. And the young people are right. Tell it where it was ever. I'm sorry that I moved up forward so much and that you had to look at my back. I'll work back here as much. Oh, it's all right to move forward? Then bend your head. What do I worry about? Okay. I would like to do a tune, ladies and gentlemen, that's a favorite of mine. And I'm sure that when you hear it, you'll know that it's my favorite. This particular number was recorded by one of the best singers in the world, as far as I'm concerned, that's my opinion, Julius LaRosa. He did this song about 5 or 6 years ago, and it's probably the nicest lyric you've ever heard, and I would like to do it and dedicate it tonight to an old, old buddy of mine, General Pershing.
Oh. It's Jerry Lewis. On the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
It's over, all over, and soon somebody else will make a fuss about you. But what about me? Soon somebody else will tell his friends about you. But what about me? You'll find somebody new, but what am I to do? Climb upon your knee and put his arms about you. But what about me?
Jeff, why don't you do the number for your dad? We'll back you up, won't we, fellas?
Sure.
I can't.
I think he'd like to hear it.
This is Paul Peterson, 1962 on the Donna Reed Show.
He isn't much in the eyes of the world. He'll never make history. No, he isn't much in the eyes of the world, but he is the world to me. My dad, now here is a man. To me, he is everything strong. No, he can't do wrong, my dad.
Supposed to be a happy moment.
want to tell you about my favorite Father's Day movie. It was a flop in theaters 30 years ago. It's called Stuart Saves His Family. See, I knew you wouldn't know about it. It was a takeoff on a Saturday Night Live skit, but it's very profound.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The manhunt continues in Minnesota for Vance Bolter, the 57-year-old suspected of killing a state representative and her husband in their home early Saturday. Authorities say he also shot and injured a state senator and his wife. ABC's Faith Abube has the latest.
Investigators say they've recovered several firearms from Bolter's vehicle, along with No Kings flyers and writings mentioning the names of the victims, some abortion providers, and other Democratic lawmakers. Sources telling ABC News law enforcement is looking into whether he may have been motivated by extreme views on abortion.
Israel continues its strikes on Iran. Israel's defense ministry is telling people in Iran who live near weapons facilities to leave. Iran's called off another round of talks with the U.S. regarding its weapons program. They were scheduled to take place today. There were protests over the Trump administration in cities and small towns around the country Saturday. This is ABC News.